afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, hello and welcome to Rock Solid, your comedy podcast for all things music. Oh boy. Both
keep
new.
Going, keep going.
I'm going. Both Pat, new and classic.
Pat. New and classic. You
it's,
pulled it
it's
out.
It's early morning record. I'm Pat Francis, and my co-host is the lovely and talented
Gary Lucy. How am I doing? I'm okay.
You're good.
I'm fine. But you know who's having a rough morning so far? Matt Belknap.
Matt Belknap. His daughter woke him up at 1:30 in the morning, and then today denied that she woke him up.
Yeah, denied. Lied about it.
Lied about it. Hey, you woke me up. Did you have bad dreams?
But that's not what put me into a rage. I was late getting here because Hollywood threw a traffic lasso around my house, and I couldn't get here. I just couldn't get out of Hollywood. So. It was infuriating.
Goddamn Hollywood.
Some run walk. I hope you guys cured whatever thing you're trying to cure, because
another fun run.
What if they were trying to cure traffic congestion?
Well, that would be
ironic. Not work.
It did not work. To Zoe's credit, nobody saw her wake him up.
That's true.
So I think maybe he's telling stories.
Wait a minute. It's all falling
maybe
apart.
You woke her up.
So we're gonna pick up some time here real fast. Matt, let's hear some of this Origins tennis.
Origins tennis?
Yeah, this tennis has a new album out. Husband and wife duo out of Baltimore. And let me tell you something about tennis, Pat. This band is making a racket these days.
And it's a husband and wife duo, so Love 15.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the name of the album, Love 15?
It's called Young and Old.
It's Love 69.
Their first album, Cape Dory, they went on a 7-month boat trip around the world. Like you do.
Of course.
When you're married and
sure you
write an album together, your band. But I just wanted you to hear a little bit of this. This is burning up the alternative charts. Sounds nice, right?
Sounds
good.
Sounds old-fashioned.
Sounds kind of like an old-fashioned-y thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, why don't you hit that revolution that, get a load of this funky
thing. Speaking of that, I'd like another old-fashioned, please.
Serve it up here. Wasn't that baritone sax coming at you from the swamp?
Blind eyes of justice.
Does that voice sound familiar?
Is that Jack White?
It's close. It's Dr. John.
Oh, wow.
The Night Tripper.
I thought maybe this was something from Blunderbuss.
Oh, right, exactly. Oh, I was going to bring that in. Anyway, hear this for a second.
This is new, right?
Brand new Dr. John. He's 72. He's got a new album out. What do these two things have in common, tennis and Dr. John?
Well, same producer?
Well, close. Tennis produced by Pat Carney, the drummer of the Black Keys, and Dr. John produced by Dan Auerbach. He's doing that thing Jack White did with Loretta Lynn and stuff, bringing him back, making him kind of hip.
That's cool.
Playing a lot of guitar. So that if you like Black Keys, you're going to like that Dr. John.
I like
John.
That stuff.
Dr. I know Pat's not a fan.
What? So. No, I like that. I like that the young people reach out to their idols and try to give them a little push. I think that's always nice.
To the heritage thing. So since I snuck some of those vegetables in for you, I'm gonna let you have a treat here. This is we're gonna hear some tracks. Go ahead and hit that. This cue is very loose. From the new Counting Crows covers album that comes out this week.
Okay.
Came out this week.
Ain't me what you wanna do.
This original Marshall Tucker band?
Pure Prairie League.
Pure same thing.
Yeah, same thing. So they do this, and then I botch this edit to get to... they take on Graham Parsons, Return of the Grievous Angel.
Straight back home to you. So I headed
It sounds like they chose songs that actually sound like it could be original Counting Crows songs.
Exactly.
If you weren't familiar with.
And this is awesome. Here to take on some Dylan here by the Byrds.
I don't care how many letters they sent. The morning came and the morning went. Go pack up your money, pick up your tent. You ain't going nowhere. Come on, Samson. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day. My ride's gonna come. I said, ooh, no. Are we gonna fly?
You ain't going nowhere. That's
that sounds pretty
awesome.
Good. I You know, I think a lot of people think Adam Duritz. Is it Duritz?
Duritz.
You know, I think people put him in the pretentious category. But whether you like him or not, the band is really good.
Amazing band, and
it's really great.
I think he's another one of those guys that means well. Like, you know, he sings overly sincere sometimes. But I think he's like a big music fan, and
hippie.
Really
he's
here.
A true hippie.
He's
I think.
A true hippie.
I would have loved it if the Counting Crows cover album was just 18 versions of Brown Eyed Girl.
They do lean towards the Brown Eyed Girl.
He does have that Van Morrison. The first time I heard him, I thought it was Van Morrison.
Yeah.
They do that, the Faces, Ooh La La. That seems kind of like that in that same, you know, Counting Crows.
Right. When they came out, it was star, like crazy. Yeah. Like Mr. Jones, it was just like shameless, like, especially for the time
right.
when everything sounded, you know, there was so much grunge and everything. And here these guys are like, hey, we sound just like, you know, a classic rock station.
We'll take it. Well, you know, it's this weekend and next weekend.
Yes, sir.
Is the Coachella Music Festival.
Oh, I got my tent set up. I think we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
You got to get it set up.
Yep, it's all padlocked. I just have to get out there.
That's a weird. You padlocked the tent with the zipper, nailed it in. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's a weird that it's like two weekends. When they said, like, when I heard there was going to be, wait, it's going to be two weekends, they're never going to sell that second week. And before I could finish that sentence, like, zink, sold out. Like, the same 3-day show, like, two weekends in a row. That seems counterintuitive. Like, the whole specialness of it is like, oh, you know, I'm
one time only.
Yeah, one time only. But no, people are going to be.
Who's
out there.
Who's the big band at Coachella this year?
Well, the first night, Black Keys are headlining, and then Radiohead on the second night, and then Dr. Dre and Snoop are doing a big tour, big legacy tour, and they're going to kick that off there.
Well, this doesn't interest me at all.
You would hate this so
gonna
much.
I'm going to go to Rocklahoma and watch Alice Cooper headline.
Yeah, that is three flavors of no thanks for me. Yeah.
It really is. But sometimes they do have people there. Like, there wasn't Prince there once and McCartney.
Yeah,
and
they often do things.
Has Springsteen
like that.
Ever done Coachella? It seems like something that he would want to do.
I've heard rumors in the past.
A few years back. I forget how many years. It was a 1, 2, 3, 4.
You've got to give me my impression back. Matt is stealing an impression.
It's so much fun. I can't help it.
You do it at home when you're trying to put your daughter to sleep at night. You woke me up at 1, 2, 3.
So we got Coachella. You mentioned Rocklahoma.
Rocklahoma, which is awful.
There's a Bonnaroo.
Bonnaroo.
And I'm thinking, these crazy rock festivals, they have crazy names. They sound like monsters or something. And then there's Sasquatch Festival. That is a monster.
Yeah.
So, which leads us to today's game, Music Festival.
Godzilla-palooza.
Godzilla-palooza, that one. Music Festival or Mythical Beast.
Okay. Oh, I like that.
All right. So, Bonnaroo, did I say that?
Yeah.
That's a festival.
That's actually a two-headed Bono monster that they made.
How about Akupara?
I'm going to say beast.
That is the giant turtle that supports the world, according to Hindu mythology.
Okay, all right. Right.
Bumbershoot.
That's a real festival.
Yeah, do you know what a bumbershoot is?
We've played that festival.
Never Not
Pat
Funny was up at all Bumbershoot. Right. We actually saw Dylan up there for free.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, bumbershoot is a name for an umbrella.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Didn't know it at all.
How about Encantado? Encantado.
I think that might be a festival.
It sounds like it's going to be a festival. It sounds like it's about singing or something like that.
Yeah.
An Encantado is a Brazilian dolphin shapeshifter.
Okay.
Awesome.
Vegas.
So this should be music festival or things that don't exist
in
real life.
Mythical beast.
Mythical. Beast. Okay, yeah. You're right.
Vegas.
Oh.
That's got to be a mythical beast.
That's got to be a mythical beast.
That is a festival in Vegas.
What?
Oh, damn it. Who performs there?
A lot of alternative rock bands.
Name one.
Flaming Lips.
All right.
How about Hrailsvelg? Hrailsvelg.
Oh, that sounds
like
whichever one it is definitely Scandinavian.
Yes.
I'm going to say
Music festival.
No, I'm gonna disagree. I'm gonna say it's Mythical Beast.
I think it's musical festival.
The Hreidsvelg is the Norse giant eagle that causes the wind.
Yeah.
Oh
man, this game's hard.
Wakarusa.
Oh, well, festival. No.
Festival is, in Arkansas. Very
it's
good.
It's hosted by Fozzie Bear.
Yes, he's a waka waka. Shambhala.
Oh, I know that. That's a beast of mythical. What is it though? I want to pull.
He's the all overseeing being of musical festivals.
You know what? This might be one of those booths again because
what is it?
It's a festival in British Columbia, like an electronic thing. But then like there's that thing of how do the light shine in the Shambhala? So maybe I'm going to put that.
Yeah, it's
in
a word that means something else, but maybe not.
I think that's a push.
This is my favorite one, Kanbari Nyudo.
Oh, that's music. That's got to be music.
That is the Japanese bathroom god who cleans your toilet with his tongue.
No.
Look
wow.
it up. Yeah, that's a thing. Wicker Man.
I thought they had robots that did that.
Yeah, no, well, before they
Wicker
had robots.
Wicker Man?
Yeah, Wicker Man.
That's a bad remake with Nicolas Cage, one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Right,
that's
right.
It's a mythical beast.
It
is.
That might be a boat, too, because it's a festival in Scotland, but it's named after the movie.
The Wicker Man.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you both that. Raku Raku Bee.
How many are there?
These are the last two.
These are the last seven.
These are the last 14.
That's a mythical beast.
Right. It's the it has rock in it, but it is the long-necked Japanese trickster woman who she looks normal in the day, but at nighttime she gets like a neck that's like three stories tall. And finally, Clock and Flap.
Oh, man.
Clock and Flap.
I'm going to say festival.
It is a festival in Hong Kong. You got it right.
Who sweet. Plays there?
This year they have Sandy Gold and not Pursuit of Happiness, the Pains of Being Pure at Heart.
All right.
And a lot of,
we should go to, we should go to that one.
Let's go to that.
Let's go to that one.
Okay. Well, did you guys keep track? I think you're both winners.
I think it's.
I did not keep score.
I didn't keep track. I don't think I win.
And that brings us to today's theme. F it.
F it. It's Rocklopedia, Volume F.
We're up to the Fs. We're just skipping around.
We're skipping all over. Matt just throws out a letter. Matt, can we have a letter? Fuck you.
That's actually how I came up with this one. Yeah.
It can be F or you.
Almost made that joke in the email.
F or you.
Take your pick.
So who's going to start? I'll start.
You start. I've been yakking all this time.
All right. I'm going to start with a band that I think is going to be Gary and Matt approved. I love this song. It's from 2003. Welcome, Interstate Managers. This is Fountains of Wayne. Hey, Julie.
Yes.
This is queued up right at the beginning because this is perfect.
Did you play this before?
No.
You played another song of theirs, maybe.
Maybe.
Is it? Working all day for a mean little girl's names with the clip on tight and a rub on tan. He's got me running around the office like a dog around a track. But when I get back home, you're always there to rub my back. Hey, Julie, look what they're doing to me, trying to trip me up, trying to wear me down. Julie, I swear it's so hard to bear it, and I'd never make it through without you around. No, I'd never make it through without you around.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
perfect,
man.
Taste of
it's a nice little nugget.
Nice pop song. I love that song.
I think Interstate Managers might have to be in the CD rack of the gods.
It might have to be. That's pretty great.
It's pretty great. It's a lot of song. It's kind of a concept album about work and drudgery and
and yet it's wrapped around fun.
Yeah, totally. That's a good
big
one.
Ball of fun.
Big ball of fun. Speaking of big balls of fun, this this guy's got some balls and some fun. This is a band it's been around for, I don't know, 35 years or more. 29 albums. John Peel's favorite band, the great British DJ. He says they're always the same yet always changing because there's like hundreds of people have been in this band, and they asked the singer Marky Smith, like, what is called The Fall? Have you heard The Fall?
I don't know.
You're gonna. I think you might like this. Like Marky Smith. Like, what is the irreducible core of The Fall? He's like, if it's me and your bald headed granny on bongos, it is The Fall.
So he's been on every album.
He's been on every album. Okay. They have such a big catalog, but they do have this great compilation that you could get into. You know that Elvis greatest hits called 50 Million Elvis Fans Can't Be Wrong?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have one called 50,000 Fall Fans Can't Be Wrong. Well. But we're going to go back to their, I think their greatest album of all, 1985, This Nation's Saving Grace. And let's hear some Cruisers Creek.
Cruisers.
Cruises.
Cruises.
We only have this excerpt.
There's a party going on down around here. Christmas Creek, yeah. Watch the shirt tails flapping in the wind. Sidewalk running. See the people holding from the back. Pat Bowden's tilting. There's a party on down around here. Christmas Creek now. Christmas Creek, yeah. Christmas Creek. Yeah. A Christmas trip, yeah. A Christmas trip, yeah. A Christmas trip now.
All right, so that's a good place for you to get the F's kicked off. What do you got?
Very nice. I'm going to go... give you a little backstory on this. This song's produced by Mike Chapman, who worked with Blondie and sure. Sweet and Susie Quattro and The Knack, mm-hmm. and this is from '88. This was all over MTV, and I still love this song. And it's Lita Ford.
Oh,
and she's gonna do a little "Kissing Me Deadly."
Oh man.
Late for my job and the traffic was bad. Had to borrow $2 from my old man.
Is this in Rock of Ages?
It might be.
It should be.
Should be.
It's fucking perfect. Yeah. This is a perfect Sunset Strip song.
Big 80s keyboard. That was recorded at Record One right here in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, wow.
Record One might be right across the street over here. It might be the one that's right...
Oh, man, we should go check out the plaque.
There's a recording studio right next to us. I just looked that up.
Pour it and, out for them.
It's so funny. Like, Lita Ford is not... I wouldn't call her an attractive woman, but yeah, in that video, there's some sex going on in there.
So hot.
They have retarded them nice, and that's... That definitely transcends the hair metal genre. And, it's great. And it's, of course, named after the classic detective novel, mm-hmm. Kiss Me Deadly, featuring the detective Mike Deadly.
Sure.
No, it's but it is. It is a detective novel.
Okay.
Anyway.
I believe
it. Oh, man, you got to hear this this classic power pop song, Flamin' Groovies. You know the Flamin' Groovies?
I do.
Check this out. Yeah, this is Shake Some Action. Everybody loves this. Jordan, Roy Looney, out of San Francisco, the Flamin' Groovies. So, Pat, you know the...
Was that song covered? Sorry to interrupt, but...
Oh, yeah, that was...
That chorus sounded really familiar, but I don't know that song.
Cracker did it on the Clueless soundtrack.
Ah, really nice, there you go.
That's
nice
what you're job. Thinking of. Yes.
That's a great soundtrack.
With, Cracker. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
With the Muffs.
But the Muffs are on there,
too. The Muffs.
Too. Yeah, boy. We have to do that soundtrack show so we can play here some more things.
Yes, we will do, we'll do a soundtrack show. I agree.
Yeah.
I think we should do just an all our favorite songs that are just in John Hughes movies, too. That would be a whole...
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because there's tons.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We could do that and soundtracks.
And
we're going to do it.
You know what the best one is? A theme from Curly Sue.
I like Ed O'Neill's version of Dutch. It's an original tune. He wrote it.
Drill Bit Taylor Blues. Anyway, Pat, you were saying, what do you got?
I got, in 2001, VH1 ran a reality show in the summer called Bands on the Run.
Oh.
And it was kind of cool. It had unknown bands, and they had to travel city to city, and they had to promote their own shows, and so you could get the most people in. It was really fun.
I was so sad that didn't catch on, because it was, they did maybe two, did they do two seasons?
Just one season.
It was really entertaining.
It was good. It wasn't, you know, I like reality shows where people actually do have talent, you know, and I don't like, you know, the ones where they just make the situation an author. I don't like.
Yeah, it was a nice blend of. There was competition to it, but it was also kind of just like a road documentary.
Yeah, and then there'd be some drama because when you're traveling with your buddies in a band, there's some fighting and stuff. So, but the winners of this were Flickrstick, and they had. I know, it sounds crazy. And Sony,
I saw them at the House of Blues.
And Sony released their album "Welcome Home, the Astronauts," and this song. The album's great. It really is a great album, and this is a track called "You're So Hollywood."
Would rank that between Rock Band Supernova and O-Town of the TV rock bands.
Hey, Jordis Unga.
Oh yeah, she's on The Voice.
Is on The Voice.
She's good.
She is.
Yeah, remember her from Rockstar?
Yeah, I would have thought that might have canceled her out from being on it.
I don't think they care on The Voice.
They don't
just
care about The Voice.
They take all
they
comers.
They care about The Voice, Pat.
Yeah. Well,
that's tough because I mean, how long ago was Rockstar Supernova, and this girl still hasn't found. No one's found something for her to do. Is she doing good on there?
I don't know. I don't really watch the show. I caught a second of it and saw her, and I was like, you can't forget a name like Jordis Unga.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was like, hey, but she doesn't have the dreads or anything. She looks totally different.
Well, back to that Flickrstick song real quick. I love lyrics when like the singer goes, gotta get out of this town, and the band just says, town! I just like when they be back on gang the ground. Vocals. Ground! I just like that, you know, gang, one word, shout out.
What were what was the girl band?
Harlow.
They were called the Unga Dogs, and they featured Jordis Unga. She can't
She's
get
everywhere.
It was Flickrstick, Harlow, Josh Dodas Band, and Soul Cracker.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I saw
they took the best of Soul Asylum and Cracker.
I saw Flickrstick and one of the other, and I think it might have been
Josh Dodas.
No, I think it might have been Harlow, but it might have been Soulcracker. Anyway, they stunk.
And you went, but Flickrstick was good.
No, they kind of stunk,
too. They kind of stunk, too?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how they are live, but I will say that
they kind of stunk.
But the album, do you have that album?
Yeah, I bought it at the show.
It's a good album.
Yeah, it was all right.
All right.
I loved them on the show. I got emotionally invested, and then I was like, oh, they're just okay.
I stand by You're So Hollywood as a song.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Gary.
I hope they bring that show back. I missed out. Sure. Sometimes I feel like my whole purpose in life is to, like, there's these songs that people have forgotten, and it's up to me to carry the torch.
Okay.
Like Viggo Mortensen in The Road. Like, I've got to be the one to, like, keep it alive. And this is one such song. There's maybe like seven of these songs in the world, and I think we've probably heard three of them on this series so far. But here's like another one.
Okay.
And this is going out to you, Pat. It's
Foreigner?
It's by a group called Flying Color, and it's called Dear Friend.
Sadness in your eyes. You can share your sound.
yeah, 1985 in San Francisco, Flying Color. They had one album, one single out. But
that was good.
That's good, huh? That's,
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. But
the best thing about that, just in the track thing in iTunes for genre, it says mainstream rock.
Great. All right, well, you know, that's okay. Aspire to that, but. When I die, it dies with me. It's up to you guys to take.
Yeah, you
it
got it. It's like you're like the Onceler.
The Onceler.
You're trying to get from these people the last seed of that song, so they can plant it and it can grow.
I speak for the mainstream rock.
Hey, this is a song Matt Bellnapple hate. It's this is by Donald Fagen. He's the singer for Steely Dan. He's had 3 solo albums. This is from his most recent, called Morph the Cat. This song is called H Gang. This is about a girl named Denise, and she finally gets out of the slammer, and she's going to put together the band back together. So let's hear about the H Gang.
I hear Denise is back on the outside. She's got a wicked plan. She's calling in the Gang Sisters again to form the Ultimate Five Chord Band. Now in that freaking cell, she's been knocking ideas around,
writing some tunes in the slammer.
She's good and ready. Got some time to make a big noise right here in her own hometown.
Chorus.
Here comes the H Gang. Here comes the H Gang. Slamming in a heat town. Oh, you better get off stage, boys. They'll be looking for a showdown.
Oh, hey, that wasn't even a fade out.
It faded fast enough.
That was H Gang. I love
obnoxiously soft.
I love it.
Aggressively soft.
Come on, that's got to be on. That's what's that listed as? Punk, alternative,
pop. And I even think that's a stretch.
That's the H Gang, man. That's Donald Fagen.
Which album is that from? Morph the Cat. You said that.
It's his most recent.
Wow, that's it's because it sounds like it could have been on any of his.
Any of the Steely. It's got 2 good songs on H Gang. And
that's
what
one of the
I
good ones.
and that's what I do, and then I don't recommend the rest. But I do like H Gang. Your turn, Gary.
Well,
cleanse Matt's palate.
I think he's going to like this one. This is one that you predicted would be on, and I try to defy predictions, but this one's just so good. When this song came out, I thought this band was like the best of the class of 2005 or whatever, but they haven't quite like gotten over in America like they should have. But just best looking, best dressed, coolest sound, everything. This is like a little bit longer of a clip because you know what I love? I love a song that changes. Like all of a sudden, and this one has
H Gang,
kind of like H Gang. it starts out. You think it's going to be like, kind of like a maybe a minor key "What Was Me" song, and then all of a sudden it turns into some kind of like field march or something like that. It is Franz Ferdinand.
I said
and
it.
You predicted it.
Double F.
It's "Take Me Out" on Rocks.
This one goes out to Brody Stevens.
That's nice. Music worthy of starting World War One over. Killing it, Franz Ferdinand. F me up, Pat.
Well, you had a double F there with Franz Ferdinand, and yeah. I'm going to go. I know I talk about this band a lot, but I'm going to go with the Foo Fighters.
Sure.
The reason I picked this song is they had a greatest hits album, and you know the trend is always when you release your greatest hits, you record two new songs or maybe three, and sometimes those songs don't get the respect they deserve. But Foo Fighters had a greatest hits in 2009, and the two songs on that album were also produced by Butch Vig, who went on to produce the next album. And I thought these songs were both great, and this is one called Wheels.
Oh, yeah. Something better, man. I wish for something new. Yeah, I wanted something beautiful. I wish for something true. Been looking for a reason, man. Something to lose.
See, like, you know, a lot of times the new tracks on a greatest hits, they don't hold up to what the greatest hits were. But I thought these two tracks were just as solid as the hits.
Huh? Yeah, they seem like filler, like that third bun on a Big Mac.
Yeah, exactly. They feel like it feels like filler, and just like, well, we're gonna get people to buy it because of this, and not because they're gonna say we already have those songs.
Right, exactly. But
these songs
this.
Were great. Good. Wheels and Word.
I've never heard that. I like that a lot.
Good. Thank you.
In New York Times Magazine, they started this new thing called the meh list. You know, things that aren't good or bad, just kind of meh. And a couple weeks back,
snarky people.
They put Foo Fighters on the meh list. All right, so you know what I put on my meh list?
What?
New York Times.
Yeah.
That's
because now the
Good luck with your newspaper.
Well, the Foo Fighters are finally at that point to where, oh, let's tear them down now.
I think they're above reproach. I don't think how anybody can not like them. All right. How are we doing on time?
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
This is going to... Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit. This is... I'm a sucker for the...
Pretty face?
I'm a sucker for a pretty face, okay. Like Eric Martin. And I the acoustical cross-gender remake of an electric song. And this is one of those. This is, some kind of Scandinavian group. They're called Frente. And they are taking on New Order's Bizarre Love Triangle.
Okay.
This is gonna make you fall in love with Rock Solid all over again.
Every time I think of you, I get a shot right through into a bolt of blue. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of a fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. And every day my confusion grows. Every time I see you falling, I get down on my knees and pray. I'm waiting for that final moment. You say the words that I can't say.
Sounds like they recorded that on a TDK D90.
I am a
nice hiss.
But I'm a sucker for that that type of a voice.
Yeah.
And some acoustic just guitar. I like that sparse feel.
That's all you need, yeah. I wish, and it makes me wish I was a girl. I'd go from town to town and I'd sing like Franz Ferdinand, Take Me Up, like in that style.
And man, if you wanted to get laid, you hold all the cards.
That's right.
So, you know,
man,
after
I
the
am
show,
a girl.
You see the hot bartender and you're like, here we go.
That's how ladies operate.
That's right. That's anyway. Right. That's how they should operate.
Anyway.
Hey, this is from 2005. I cherry pick songs that I like from this band on iTunes. I don't know any of their albums, but this is Fallout Boy. And I like Sugar We're Going Down.
All right.
Oh, Gary's not on board. So I mean, I would admit that you could put that in kind of the generic rock pile, but I do like that.
It's catchy.
It is catchy.
I hate myself for liking it, but
I know, but yet you do.
I don't mind it. The thing that always
and the Fray almost made it onto my list too because I like some of their songs, but not the, I do not like their national anthem.
That was not good.
Yeah.
But what always confused me about Fall Out Boy was the only one you ever hear about is the bass player, Pete Wentz. But he's not the guy. He's not the guy who sings.
The singer's actually like a kind of a schlubby looking guy. But Pete Wentz, I guess, is the.
I like that, and I like the named after a Simpsons thing. That's cool.
You got to give him a little credit for that.
Yeah. And what's that song like? This isn't a scene. It's a race war or something like that. They have some good song titles. Less than 16 Candles.
Yeah.
So, all right, Fall Out Boy. We're gonna give you a pass, but pick up the pace.
Whoa! Well, I don't know. You know what? I think the next one's gonna bring me down, and then I'm gonna end strong.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. That's fine. Well, I think this is one I think you're gonna enjoy, Pat.
Okay.
This is from the mid '80s. This is some hard rock and heavy metal boogie woogie.
Oh boy!
From a band called Fastway. Do you remember
this? Oh, UK Fast Eddie Clark and Pete Way?
That's what I'm talking about.
Fast Way.
Check it out.
Pete Way from UFO.
Say what you will. You know what that riff is like? That nah, 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 nah. It's like a boner in sweatpants. Just you cannot be denied. You cannot, notice it.
Produced by the legendary Eddie Kramer.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You know a lot about Fastway. I didn't know any of these things.
Well, you know.
All right.
Okay, so here we go. This is. I think Gary has called this singer a bunch of auto-tuned bullshit, I think is what he's said before. I thought you said something like that. Maybe not
sound like me, but anyway.
Something like that. And I've played excerpts from this album before because I think it's a great album. It's the solo album from the lead singer of The Killers, Brandon Flowers. That's right. I did say this was auto-tuned bullshit. But this is a song called Jilted Lovers and Broken Hearts.
I think I've come full circle on Brandon Flowers. That's not a cool. I think he's a guy with. I think he's like he sees the big picture. He sees the long view. He's in it for the long haul,
right?
You know, and they've got some tunes.
And I think they might have a new album coming out this year, The Killers. So we'll see what happens.
Killer. I can't wait to hear that. Sounds good. Well, after all that macho rock, I need to tweet it back up again with.
Yes.
Could you start that Hannah at about 20, Matt? This is. I was going to play this during the girl song. Thing, but this,
oh, okay.
But I said, oh, they'll crucify me for this. This is so like twee and indie, but it cannot be denied. The group is called Freelance Whales.
Okay, I never heard of them.
All right, well, check
it
out.
Can be honest with you.
Check it out. This is it.
Throw me this salad if you would, pretty lady. Please grab your martini and meet me on the balcony. I prepared a live show, you could fake a melody. We could argue over where and when the cymbal hits should be. Take the elevator every now and then. She offers me a lemon now and later. Please don't play the matchmaker. Please don't be a player hater. If you dig her recent work, then you should go congratulate her. And if you're partial to the night sky,
like if you could boil the movie 500 Days of Summer into 1 3-minute song.
That would be it.
This would be it. But Freelance Whales on Rock Solid.
I like that.
All right.
Is that on Nick and Nora's Ultimate Playlist?
It's probably on that Endless Playlist too, yeah.
I only have one more.
Okay.
And then I'll defer to you to close it up.
Okay.
I went with, it's funny when you brought up Ooh La La, because that almost made my list, except that Rod Stewart doesn't sing Ooh La La. I think Ronnie Lane might sing that one. So I went with the Faces classic, Stay With Me.
Why not? Listen to this riff.
The chorus yet?
No, it's just coming.
Oh, this might be this is a bad cue up for me.
No,
I think here it comes. There we go.
Stay with me. For tonight you better stay with me.
That's a classic.
Did you name your daughter after that?
No, she's named after the Mrs. Rita, which is the Counting Crows song.
I ask you that about every. Like, I ask you about the Beatles.
I know.
Anytime Rita comes,
and
to
I didn't even know Rita was in this until I queued it up. I forgot. Oh yeah,
the
her name is Rita.
Yeah,
her perfume smelling sweeter. My daughter doesn't wear perfume yet.
I would hope not.
She's only seven.
She's seven.
I never saw Rod Stewart, but in the Bay Area, we had this guy, Rob Hanna, the ultimate Rod Stewart experience, who would always be at the county fair. I've seen him a million times, and so it feels like I've seen Rod Stewart.
I've seen Rod three times. I saw him in 81 and 84, and then just a few years ago. Not when he was doing the standards, though. Don't like that.
You saw him back in the Young Turks time.
I did. I saw him on that tour, the Tonight I'm Yours tour. It was great, kicking the soccer balls out.
Oh yeah,
splitting his spandex pants and saying, "Oh, look at me trousers! Look what's sticking out of me trousers!
Oopsie!
Oh, you're not missing much."
Well, I, you know, got to apologize to. We didn't hear any Foreigner,
Fleetwood Mac
from you. I didn't play any Flaming Lips, any Feelies,
no Ace Frehley,
That was good.
No Frehley's Comet.
I got Fetchin' Bones. I got Fanny Pack on the list, but I'm going to defer to a guy who really whose day was ruined by a fun run, an effing fun run today. And Matt Belknap is going to play us out. I want to remind everybody to write a review on iTunes and like us and follow us at where you do those things.
Yep.
This is from an album called The Reminder, one of my favorite albums of the last decade. This is Feist, yeah. I Feel It All.
Ooh, Feist.
Feisty.
Two.